you would, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. I'm sure you've heard it said many times in the past 5 or 6 weeks, we're living in unprecedented times. A great portion of the world is living in some form of lockdown, quarantine. These are indeed stressful times. There's the fear of catching the virus. There is loss of income because many are not able to work. We're being cooped up in our homes. There's the possible loss of life savings. It has brought a great deal of stress in the lives of many people. And if we're not careful, the old man of sin that we have put off, that we buried, can be raised up again. Look with me at what Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 and beginning with verse 8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. You know, there are different ways of expressing what happens when one is forgiven of sin. You know, the father of the prodigal son said, "My son was dead and is alive again." Or, "He was lost and now he's found." Or we may say, one was out of Christ, but now he is in Christ. Or he was unrighteous, but now he's righteous. Or he was a sinner, and now he's a saint. I'm sure other expressions could be given. But here in Colossians chapter 3, Paul says, you have put off the old man, and you have put on the new man. Here in Colossians 3, Paul points to the fact that this is something that they had done. Notice he says there, you have put off the old man with his deeds. You have put on the new man. This is something that had occurred in the past. When did this happen? Well, I suggest it's when they were baptized into Christ. I know that to be true. If you turn to Romans chapter 6, in verses 3 through 6, Paul says, "Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin." Notice, one dies to sin when he is baptized into Christ. The old man is crucified with Christ. The body of sin is done away with. That's when we put off the old man and put on the new. Look also back in the book of Colossians, in chapter 2, in verse 11 beginning, "In Him," that is in Jesus, "you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead." When did they put off the body of sins of the flesh? Well, it's when they were buried with Christ in baptism. But we must not get the idea that putting off the old man and putting on the new is nothing more than just being immersed in water. For baptism to be effective, it must be obeyed by one who has a penitent, believing heart. Faith and repentance must precede baptism. Repentance is a part of putting off that old man. Now, repentance is a turning away from sin. It's a turning of the mind away from sin toward and to pleasing God. For example, one who has had an uncontrolled temper, he makes up his mind that he will now control his temper. Or one who has used profanity and other foul language, he makes up his mind to put away such foul speech. One who has been selfish, mainly living for himself, makes up his mind to love others and to show that love by serving others. Repentance is essential in putting off the old man and putting on the new. So when that penitent believer is buried with Christ in baptism, he puts off the old man, he puts on the new, and he puts on also a new mentality. If you notice in chapter 3 of Colossians, beginning with verse 1, Paul says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God," "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." In other words, our minds are no longer focused on earthly things, but on the things of heaven where Christ is. In other words, we have a new mentality. Why? Well, because He says you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is now your life. He's not just a part of your life. He is your life. And look in chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. "Therefore, putting to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another." But why? "Since you have put off the old man with his deeds." And so when the penitent believer is baptized into Christ, he puts off the old man with his deeds, and he puts on the new man. He buries the old man as deep as he can bury him and hopes that he never sees him again. But look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 20, Paul says, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Now here Paul is telling these Christians to presently put off the old man and put on the new. You know, when you read Colossians 3 verses 9 and 10 and Ephesians 4 verses 20 to 24, you think that these are parallel passages, and they are parallel, but there is a difference. Paul in Colossians is telling them what they have done. Here in Ephesians, he is telling them to put off the old man and put on the new presently. But what is this telling us? Well, it tells us that when we think that we have buried that old man deep, deep, deep in the heart of the earth, he has a way of reviving. He can pop up and we have to deal with him all over again. And so Paul here in Ephesians is saying, put off presently that old man. And so this man who had a temper problem and had decided to put his bad temper away when he became a Christian, well, in a stressful situation, he loses his temper. Well, what happened? The old man has popped up again. The man who had decided to put away his foul language, he hits his thumb with a hammer and there comes out of his mouth all kinds of profanity and foul language. Well, what happened? Well, the old man has popped up again. The man who had decided to put away his selfishness and to show love to others, well, because of stressful situations, he then fails to meet the needs of his wife and of his children, of others. because he wanted to do what he wanted to do. But what happened? But the old man has popped up again. You know, we have examples of this in Scripture. Look with me in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we read of Philip coming to Samaria and preaching the gospel there. And in verses 9 through 11, we read of a man by the name of Simon who had been a sorcerer. He had astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. The people had said, "This man is the great power of God." But Simon hears the gospel and he becomes a Christian. It says in verse 13, "Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done." Question, did Simon become a Christian? Well, Jesus says in Mark 16, verse 16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Simon believed and was baptized, just like the other Samaritans had done. He became a Christian. He had put off that old man, and he put on the new man. But Simon sinned. Look at verses 18 through 21. "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit.' But Peter said to him, 'Your money perish with you, because you thought the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God.'" Simon had buried that old man. But here comes the apostles, Peter and John. And Simon sees that by the laying on of their hands, the Holy Spirit is given. And he wants that power. Now notice, he's not wanting just one of the spiritual gifts. He's wanting the same power as the apostles. You see, that would elevate him above everybody else. What's happening here? The old man has popped up again. Simon is having to deal with him all over again. Look with me in Galatians chapter 2. Paul records tells us in Galatians chapter 2, beginning with verse 11, about an instance in Peter. He says, "Now, when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, 'If you, being a Jew, live in the manner of Gentiles and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews?'" Peter here separated himself from Gentiles when the Jews came down from James. But Peter was the one God sent to Cornelius, a Gentile, to preach the soul-saving gospel. It was Peter who had said, "God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." And later, when he went to Jerusalem and the Jews there, the believing Jews, contended with Peter about him eating with Gentiles, then he told them about what happened and how the Holy Spirit had fallen upon these Gentiles. And then they all said, "God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life." Peter. But now Peter is making a distinction between Jews and Gentiles, compelling Gentiles to live as Jews. What's happening? The old man has popped up again. And also, Peter had denied the Lord three times, you remember? Why did he deny the Lord? Because, no doubt, he feared what the Jewish leaders might do to him. You remember, after that, it says that he wept bitterly. He had put that old man away. But now, when Jews came, it says he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who are of the circumcision. What's happening? Peter is having to deal with the old man all over again. In 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27, Paul says, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." If you ask Paul, is it possible that the old man can pop up again even in your life? What would he say? Well, he would have said, yes, indeed. That's the reason that he disciplined his body, meaning that he beat it black and blue. He beat it down and brought it into subjection because he knew that that old man could pop up again. What we're learning from this is that this matter of putting off the old man and putting on the new is not a one-time in life situation. It is something we have to deal with throughout our lives. We may think that we have buried certain aspects of this old man, and we have buried him deep, deep in the heart of the earth. But we need to understand that this old man can raise his ugly head again. If we're not careful, he somehow has a way of reviving. You know, unusual circumstances in our lives can catch us off guard. We may be sailing along in life and things are going well, but then we're laid off from our job and there's no income. We get cancer. Our mate becomes unfaithful to us. One whom we thought was our best friend betrays us. These kinds of situations cause us stress, such that we no longer maybe look to the Lord for help within our lives, but we think that we can solve our own problems. And then the old man of sin pops up and we have to deal with him all over again. Stress in our lives can make it easy for that old man to rise again. We're going through some stressful times even now. And I have found that even within myself that I have maybe become more irritable, more critical about things. I see that, yes, that old man of sin pops up again. Well, when that happens, what does the Lord want us to do? Well, first of all, He wants us to realize that this is indeed a very serious matter. We have committed sin, and we need forgiveness. You remember in Acts chapter 8, Peter told Simon, "Your money perish with you. Your heart is not right in the sight of God, for I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and are bound by iniquity." Simon had committed sin and he needed to repent. He needed forgiveness. In Galatians 2, when Peter withdrew from Gentiles because of the Jews, Paul said that he stood condemned, the way the American Standard Version, New American Standard, and the English Standard Version translates it. In other words, he did what was wrong. And Paul says that he played the part of a hypocrite. They committed sin, and Peter and these others needed forgiveness. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, why did Paul discipline his body and bring it into subjection? He knew that that old man, if it popped up again, he would be disqualified, rejected by God. He knew that he would be lost. And so he buffeted his body and brought it into subjection. We need to realize the seriousness of the matter when we allow that old man of sin to pop up again. What the Lord tells us to do is to repent and pray to Him for forgiveness. Peter told Simon, "Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." John says in 1 John 1 and verse 9 that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, forgiveness is a beautiful word. God forgives. He remembers our sins no more, Hebrews 8 and verse 12. In other words, He views us as though we never committed the sin. And so when that old man of sin pops up once again, immediately repent, seek his forgiveness. There was a preacher who told about a couple, a man and his wife, with whom he had studied the gospel and they learned the gospel. Matter of fact, they obeyed the gospel. They were saved from their sins. The preacher had emphasized in the study that when you are baptized into Christ, your sins are forgiven. Your slate is clean. you no longer bear your sins any longer. Well, later, they told the preacher that on the way home from being baptized, that the wife spilt some Pepsi on her feet on the carpet of the car, and she let out some profanity and some foul language. And the husband looked over at her and said, "So much for that clean slate that the preacher talked about." But she also remembered that in the study that the preacher had said that when these things happen, we can repent and we can ask God for forgiveness. And so she immediately repented and prayed to God, "Please forgive me of what I have done and what I have said, and I will never let those words proceed out of my mouth again." What happened to her? The old man had popped back up, and she was miserable until she turned to God and sought His forgiveness. As we go through these stressful times, we strive to put away sin. But there are times that old man of sin may pop up. Let's take the view that we ought to have, and that is, this is a serious matter. Genuinely repent of those sins and seek God's forgiveness. God is faithful and just to forgive.